Going back to the players you were playing with, how about the backs?
Backs that stick out.
Yeah, particularly.
John Baylis, Richard Jardine stick out. I mean, they were a well-established centre pairing. Totally different. I mean, John was, a real hard nut, the sort of strong runner and everything else. Richard was the more delicate, not that he was delicate.
Oh, gosh. He wouldn't thank you for that.
No, no, but you know what I mean. And then wing, that was initially, obviously, when I first started, which is where I'm going back to. Ronnie Etheridge, like I say, is a big mate of mine. He was, in the early days, one of the outstanding backs I thought we had. And there was steady Bob Clues, who never let you down.
All those caps.
Yeah. Yeah.
500 appearances.
Yeah, incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. And he kept his pace up to the end, too. Amazing. He
yeah.
must have been very fit.
Oh, he was. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he used to. Never saw him. Some people would be. That were fanatics and all the rest. Like John Watkins, for instance, was fit as a fiddle, obviously. Clusey never seemed to do that much more extra. He must have been just naturally fit, unless he was doing stuff away
Yeah.
from the club scene. And then there was people like Richard Mogg who came on. What else was it? Poor old Paul Williams, my mate, who was he'd play either centre or wing, and he used to get injured every game, Paul.
Oh dear.
But it was us that did it, apparently. So he used to say, every rookie get up, you buggers, he said, you've stamped on me again.
Any others you particularly out of that long list?
Too many to pick out, really.
How about the halfbacks?
Halfback, well, Boothie and Tom Palmer were halfbacks when I first started. But John Spaulding was on the scene. He was a great scrum half, I thought.
Yes, a lot of
hard as
people
nails.
Would agree with you there.
And then I think Terry Hobson had just about finished. I remember he played one game. Remember playing with him once when he broke his leg. That was awful. So I think he just about finished. And then later on, there were scrum halves. I used to relate to scrum half playing number eight.
Oh, of course, yeah.
One of the fly halves. Wayne Birchley, poor old Wayne. He's another good one. Paul Howells. Peter Kingston. What else was after that? And fly halves, sticks out of fly half. And there was Chris Williams, who was RAF. Dave Poynton. Dennis Hargreaves came up from Cinderford. He kicked like a mule, he could kick like a donkey. He could kick him from, I remember he scored. Oh, dozens and dozens of points against Old Merchant Taylors on Boxing Day, I think it was. A club record, I think.
Chris Williams was a good outside half, wasn't he? A big kick for touch. And pretty large and robust character at
outside
half.
Yeah, he was. He's built more like a
Yeah.
like a back row, really, than
Yeah.
than a back.
Paid off, though.
Sorry?
It paid
Paid
off, though,
off,
didn't
yeah.
it?
He got a couple of caps, didn't he? I think I remember him playing against France.
Yeah, he just got the
there.
one cap
Just
against
one
France.
cap,
I think he was
wasn't
very unlucky. I mean,
it?
he got good write-ups for that one appearance. Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't. He wasn't around very long, I don't think. I know he was in the RAF, and I think that must have been when I was captain of United, and I didn't see a lot of him. He had a couple of games with us, I think, but he was first team.
Yeah, he'd come down from the north, hadn't he? I think
yeah,
it was, and he
I
played for Headingley, I think.
Headingley, that's right.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I don't know where he went afterwards. After us.
No, I don't.
You didn't see, it wasn't there very long, I don't think.
No.
People used to drift in and out. There was some, I remember Lewis Dick came, just come back from a Lions tour, but he only lasted a couple of seasons. I think he went to play for Charlton. He'd come from Swansea, I think, or did he go to Swansea afterwards?
Got a feeling he did go to Charlton. It was towards the end of his career,
yeah,
wasn't it? I think he was already in his 30s, wasn't
he,
Lewis Dick,
was.
Played for Gloucester.
Yeah. I don't think Lewis liked our training somehow. But I know he didn't. Oh, Lewis.
What, the... What aspect of the training, then?
The physicality.
Oh, right.
Because we used to play, supposed to be unopposed afterwards. It wasn't very unopposed always.
Yeah, well, you were talking about the trial games at the beginning.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I've heard some things about the trial games. They were sort of minor wars, weren't they?
Oh, it was incredible.
Sort out the pecking order for the coming season.
Yeah, I mean, you'd expect it if it was players who've just come in from local teams, you know, some of your Matson boys or Coney Hill or whatever, coming down and, you know, trying to make a name for themselves. But no, it was the well-established players who, and they were mates who would be having a go. Wouldn't get in the way of some of them, I tell you.
No.
They were something else. Those trials. I don't suppose they haven't many more, do they? Although they do have...
they have warm-up games against
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, those can be quite warm at times, too, can't they?
Well, the modern laws, I mean, they're a bit safer these days, aren't they, than in our day? And we got away with murder.
Mm.
Not quite, but...
Yeah, it's very different now, and you do feel... Not always the right person ends up with the red card and the suspension.
That's right.
Yeah.
And all this pulling of shirts and all the rest of it, and this obstruction.
Mm.
I don't know how they hold their tempers. I mean, they really don't. And they, you know, they're running in front of each other purposely and coming around offside and blocking each other on rucks and moors. And, just doesn't seem right to me.
Yeah. The level of provocation in the modern game is huge, isn't it? It just amazes me that people don't blow a fuse more often.
Yeah, the level of provocation and the conversely, the level of retaliation.
Mm.
Because in our day, I mean, you used to get your retaliation in first.
Back to the Gloucester-Moseley final again.
Got it. Poor old Nigel Horton.
Yes.
What a shame. There was another one I used to play against him, I think, because he was a policeman.
Mm-hmm.
He was up at Birmingham.
Yeah.